Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are almost to the point where Rappahannock Adult Activities has their spring plant sale. It is coming up April 20th through May 5th is the plant sale, and we're going to talk all about that. There is a garden party. This is all to help the good work of Rappahannock Adult Activities. And we have with us in the studio this morning, we welcome for the first time, Trish Green, who is... Horticulturalist is a hard radio word, so I'll just the plant person is here. Trish, good to meet you, and good to have you here this morning.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You were explaining to me, besides just plants, and what a great fit it is for you in Rappahannock Adult Activities, because you have a background. We'll talk about your background in plants, but also with the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities. You've done a lot of work over the years with Rappahannock Goodwill Industries.
Yes, I have, and I've been part of people's plans, and I helped them go to work. I trained them. We did a lot of wonderful things. We had a lot of good times. And when I went back to Rappahannock Adult Activities, I saw a lot of guys I used to work with.
Wow.
And so it was a blast from the past. It was so great, and they remembered my name. It was like I was a star coming back. So one guy even hugged me and cried. It touched my heart so much.
Wow.
So I do have people, and it's like coming back to friends that I hadn't seen for a while.
Boy, what a great fit you are for Rappahannock Adult Activities, because that's such a part of this, the plant part, and we're going to get into what the plant sale means and what it is. But boy, just being able to work and having people who recognize you were really a find.
It was just I kept on seeing the ad there. And I kept on going, oh, I'm not qualified. Oh, no, no. And then I said, okay, God's telling me, apply for this job.
Yeah.
And I have a disabled son. I have a blind son. So that's what makes me want to help people with disabilities. They don't always get a fair shake, and their people aren't always nice to them. So I want to give people with disabilities a reason to a smile, and bring in plants and people with disabilities together. It's just a good fit all the way around.
I was going to say, the work is over the years that I've gotten to know the work that Rappahannock Adult Activities does, it gives the people in the program a reason to get out of bed in the morning and to get involved. And you sure see that just with your own life.
Yes, I do. And then we're planning stuff for this summer, like I want a salsa theme garden so we can make salsa at the end of the year. The guys can take care of it, they can raise them, hey, we did this, and then see what it tastes like. And then a spaghetti theme, so we have two theme gardens that we can do, and we can learn from, and they can go, oh, I grew this, I started this. And so also I want to do a straw garden. So we're planting things in the straw to raise some of the beds up so guys in wheelchairs can get to them. So I have a lot of plans. Let's see how they make out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw it on the straw garden on TV. It looked good for him, so I'm hoping it goes good for me.
What a great idea, though, because that really is, it's thinking of some new ideas, and it gives those in the program.
Access.
Right. I've seen them in past years, just even planting the seeds, and we'll get into to that. Just little small things can make a big difference.
Yep, they love to come in. It's positive vibes. How can you not have positive vibes when you're coming into a greenhouse? You're seeing things growing.
Yeah.
You're seeing blooms and everything. So, yeah, coming into the greenhouse is hopefully a good part of their day. So.
Well, in the past when we've done shows and people have talked about when you see some of the Rappahannock Adult Activities people, whether it's at the plant sale or maybe just out around town, go up to them and if they make eye contact or say something to you, it's easy for a lot of us to feel uncomfortable and look the other way. But I've always been told, don't do that. It'll make their day if you engage them in some kind of conversation.
That's right. They're just regular folks, but because they have a disability, sometimes people are afraid and they don't know how to approach people. So they're just regular folks. Just treat them like you treat anybody else. So.
I was at an event at the library the other day, and I think it was a group from Rappahannock Adult Activities was at this talk, and a couple of them came up and were looking at me setting up my microphone, and they asked me some questions on it, and I remembered these talks, and so we talked back and forth and had a great conversation.
Yep. You'd be surprised. You probably made their day. You probably did.
Yeah.
So, and they probably talked about it for the next week or so. So
yeah.
It's just the little things to make people happy. That's all it is. And to make people smile.
Now, and you've seen that, like you said, with your own son over the years. And has he been involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities?
No, he worked for Rappahannock Goodwill.
Oh, for Goodwill.
For a little while. He is married and living in Manassas now, perfectly happy. So hopefully things are going. He's doing some training for mobility right now, getting used to the new buses and the system up there. So hopefully it's a good fit up for him up there. But yeah.
But you look at programs that are available out at Kings Highway here or with Goodwill, and boy, they're really making an impact on the community.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And for somebody like you, for a parent, just to know that there's a future.
Yeah, there is. There it is. And it just takes the right fit for the job and the right employer a lot of times. And a lot of job carving sometimes. And then there's stuff like the learning garden at the YMCA, so they can go out to do that. They help in water at the food bank, so that's that in the community. We're trying to get more community outreach, and I'd really love it if a nursery would adopt us, and then we could come and do volunteer work there, too. It's about getting people out into the community and helping them with one-on-one conversations and the being normal.
Yeah.
Back to work. Let's see what we can do.
That's a good that is a good kind of a shout out to for businesses, any kind of business.
Yes.
That could just for a few hours a week maybe.
Yeah. There's a lot of talents and there's a lot of good people. And we always have staff. So, you know, staff is comparable to the number of folks we send out. So
we are talking Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. Trish Green is here. She is the new plant person. The spring plant sale is coming up. There's also the garden party on April the 19th. The plant sale begins the 20th and goes until May 5th. Much more to talk about. We'll find out more about the plant sale and what will be available with Trish Green when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Trish Green here this morning. She's with Rappahannock Adult Activities, and we are talking about the spring plant sale that is just around the corner, April 20th through May the 5th. And we'll get into all of that in just a second. Boy, as we were talking, Trish, and even off the air about some of your background in all of this, this job is way more than plants. It's important that I know, and we'll get into all that you have to do to get the plants ready for the sale. But understanding that's important. But just the whole work of Rappahannock Adult Activities is part of it. And you, as you've described, you are a great catch.
I hope so. I love working with people with disabilities. I love seeing people smile. They don't always get to smile. Sometimes I wonder why they smile so much, because they have so many things to overcome.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's. I think it is a good fit. It's. I know how to do their programs. I know how to follow the state laws. I know all the state rules. But then I'm a horticulturist. I'm a certified for the Virginia Nursery and Landscaping Association. So I've done this for many years. I started out as a groundskeeper at Gunston Hall Plantation.
Really?
Right after I graduated from high school. That was my first job. And I figured I'd be into plants ever since. And yeah, I said, okay, let me take the more conventional job. Let me go into secretarial work. Oh, well, I keep on coming back to plants.
Yeah.
And then I keep on coming with my son. I keep on coming back to working with people with disabilities. So that is my love. That is my passion. It really is. And,
Well, obviously from a young age, you liked plants.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My job around the house was to take care of the outside. I didn't like to do dishes. So my parents, even though I had a brother, that was my job.
Yeah.
And so I've always been an outside person. I've always loved plants. I've always loved house plants. So I've gone from house plants to outside plants. And most of the time at Colesville, where I worked, it was landscaping plants. So I worked with mostly shrubs and, mostly shrubs. And so that's where I got a lot of my horticulture experience. And that's who sent me to school and got my certification.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what's before we get into the plant sale and all, just for those of us with houses always trying to do something around there, is there a plant or something that's easy to take care of that I just have trouble keeping anything alive?
Well, it all depends where it is and what kind of light it is, but I think almost any plant's easy to take care of. So all you need to give is a little love, just like people. Make sure you take care of them.
Plenty of water.
You water about an inch once a week. If you have trouble keeping up with it, and you water it because you don't have sprinklers. A cat food can, tuna fish can's about an inch. Keep it by your water. You can kind of tell that by that. But I say, just figure out how much light you get. Go and get something you like. Don't get everybody's plant. Just don't get a plant because I say so. Because I might have some strange ideas what's good plants. But just go get something you like. And there are some that are easy that most builders put in. So if you want to get an easy place plant, look at a new subdivision. Most of those are taken care of and easily put in.
So do you have people all the time saying to you, hey, Trish, what can I, people always coming to you for advice?
Yes, they are. And even when I worked in the nursery, they did. And you should see my house. I worked in plants for so long, I have what's called a dump yard. So when a plant can't make it, or you think it's going to die, or it's three different colors, you can't sell it at a nursery.
Yeah.
So I bring it back home, and I try to keep it alive. So I kind of have a living fence line around my house. So in my neighborhood, you have a normal house, jungle, normal house, because I just surround myself with them. So I have trees, shrubs, and perennials and annuals stuck in them.
Yeah.
And then when I do my vegetables, I plant them in around my regular plants. So I kind of hide them in my landscape.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, depending on the sun and everything. And I do a lot with container gardening. So I can move them around if they're not doing well. I have only a quarter acre, and most of that's already filled with trees and stuff.
Yeah.
So container gardening's a good option. So,
and yeah. I never thought of that about putting, you know, just working certain plants you could work into.
Yeah, you got to figure there's companion plants. You know, you have marigolds and nasturtiums that peppers like, and keep the bugs and everything away from peppers and tomatoes. So there's lots of things you can do.
The spring plant sale is really the big event for Rappahannock adult activities. And in the past, you're dealing with about 100 varieties, I think. Is it still or?
Yes.
How in the world does how do you plan for that kind of thing? Because to me, the hard thing is to figure out April 20th is when it starts, and you kind of want to have everything ready to go April 20th.
Thank God for the master gardeners. They volunteer, and because there was a time when there was nobody there.
Yeah.
So they kind of got everything on the roll. They went, Melissa took very good notes. She was the person that was here before me. She helped them get started. They did the ordering. And when I got the job, I just started running. And I've been going by Melissa's timetable. I've been learning each day. I'm learning something new. I've done more with propagation and grafting. I haven't done a lot with seeding. So this was a challenge, and I didn't want to tell them before I got here, I wasn't very successful seeding at home. But having it at a greenhouse is totally different. So it is working out. But yeah, thank heavens for the master gardeners and the volunteers. We couldn't do it without them.
We've done a couple of shows over the past year with the Master Gardener program. There are a lot of people involved in mm-hmm. that and just passionate about it in this area.
Yeah, and they have to keep up their certifications.
Yeah,
too, and that helps them. So it's a win-win for both of us. You know, and they are very passionate, and the people seem very dedicated to Rappahannock adult activities. They really do. All the master gardeners do. I think they would have taken it over even if I wasn't hired.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get it to where everything's ready to go for the plant sale, I guess you plant things at a certain time and you regulate the temperature and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. And what greenhouse? It's amazing the differences the greenhouses make and the plants you have. So geraniums love Caroline greenhouse. For some reason, the minute they go down there, it's like, oh, I'm happy here. The vegetables seem to like the hoop house at King's Highway. The hanging baskets love the hoop house at King's Highway because it's so humid and everything.
Yeah.
So, it's about between 72 and 75. We keep the temperature when we're germinating. And then once they start coming up, you can pretty kind of cool them down a little bit so they don't grow so fast. And then we have shade cloths that we take on and off and open and close. So that regulates how fast they grow. And hopefully how many sunny days and how many snowy days we have.
I was just going to ask you, because you can regulate the temperature, but mm-hmm. with the sun and all, has the weather, kind of the crazy weather we've had, has that helped you or hurt you with all this?
Well, I don't know. I've had more success with some seeds than others. But I figure this is my first season, so I'm learning every time. So we'll have to see on that. So I'm not sure. I think it's hurt me some.
Yeah.
Because they've stayed wetter, and a lot of the seeds though don't need light to germinate. They need darkness. So
there are plenty of that.
Yeah. But we need light to keep them growing and to keep them healthy and keep them thick. And so.
Yeah, no, I've learned a lot over the last few years, because I always thought, well, you've got a greenhouse, you can control it, but you do need sun at certain times, and yeah. Like you say, other times you need you need darkness. So a greenhouse can do the temperature side of things, mm-hmm. but you still do need sunlight.
Yes, you do. You make everything look pretty.
So Trish, how do you take care? Because you mentioned the greenhouse in Caroline, and you've got the greenhouses at King's Highway. That's a lot of greenhouses you're going in and out of in the course of a week.
Well, you know, it's kind of a good fit there. That's why I think I was meant to be, because I live in Caroline. I've lived in Caroline about 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm about 10 minutes from the greenhouse there. So I can pull in, check out the greenhouse, make sure no bugs have landed in there, everything's doing good, watering, and then come up to Kings Highway. And then if I need to, I can stop on the way back and do some other projects or anything. But yes, Kings Highway, and I think I've worked it out pretty good. The only thing that I haven't worked out, and this is going to be the pain of the plant sale, is moving all the geraniums and all the plants that are down in Caroline up.
But I was going to ask you, when does that happen?
It's happening now. So it's happening this week, and we're putting things together, and we're moving the geraniums up. And so, and there's a whole greenhouse full that has to come up.
So how, I was going to ask you, how many geraniums are there?
Oh, my heavens.
A lot.
So I would say probably about 2,000.
That's a lot of geraniums.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like you can just put them in your car and make
a
couple of trips.
No, I have a little car, too. I took them down. Every day I went home, I took a trip.
Yeah.
But bringing them back, I don't have that luxury. So at that time, I had greenhouse space. This time, everything's getting tight. I'm trying to make space. That's another thing about this time of year. Getting all the plants ready, but they all need space. And we got a lot of plants.
Yeah.
We got a lot of plants, and we're hoping for some good weather.
I was just going to say, now is the time for the good weather. And it looks like it's going to get
better.
It's going to warm up pretty quick.
Mother Nature better be nice to us, I hope. Mother Nature is.
It is the Rappahannock Adult Activities Spring Plant Sale. It starts April 20th through May the 5th at 750 Kings Highway. The garden party is the 19th. We'll get into specifics and all that when we come back. Trish Green is here. She is the new plant person with the Rappahannock Adult Activities, and we were having a great conversation. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Trish Green here this morning. She is the plant person with Rappahannock Adult Activities and the spring plant sale, the big focus there. April 20th through May 5th is the big fundraiser. Lots and lots of varieties of things. I mean, when you talk about 100 varieties of different things, I mean, I know over the years there's a lot of stuff there. But I know in past years it's important to go if you're interested in getting a certain kind of plant. You ought to come right away because certain things go pretty quickly.
Yes, you know, everybody has their favorites, and oh, they're starting to bloom. And my favorite are the double impatiens, and they're looking beautiful. They're nice and fat. We have easy wave petunias. We have bags. We have pots for sale, big pots for out and by your porch. We have hanging baskets. We have some beautiful coleus. We have anything you want to make your house look better in the spring. Even if you just do a little pot here at your porch, or you want to do more around your house to do some, to add some color. Because what we do mostly is annuals. And annuals bloom all summer long. Mm-hmm. And they can, you know, the pouches look really great on your mailboxes. They look right good hanging on your deck. You can always, we have tomatoes if you're into gardening. We have tomatoes. We have herbs. We have peppers. We have cucumbers. We have squash. We have cantaloupe. We have a little bit of everything.
They're great plants. These are the best plants in the area by far. When I've gotten things over the years, boy, they last if you take care of them, and they're just really, really, these are top of the line.
Oh yeah, I wanted you to say that they were great because I started them from seed, but yes, they are. They're the most popular plants that we we found out that the people want to buy. Mm-hmm. You want to start a herb garden by your kitchen. We can give you just about a little bit of everything. And then we have master gardeners and horticulturists that are there to give you advice. What it doesn't hurt to take a picture of your house and say, hey, what can I do? What do you think?
Huh.
You know, hey, I have these pots. Can you give me, and I get about 5 hours worth of shade, or I get sun all day. What should I put into it to make it successful? Because if you don't come and you don't have the knowledge and you buy just plants and you stick them where they don't belong, you're not going to be happy. So you have all this education and advice to take from and to make your house look better for the summer.
I never thought of that, taking a picture of your house, because mm-hmm. especially because that is always the good thing. You or some of the master gardeners that are there do offer a lot of advice on things, but what a great idea.
Yeah, colors. You know, what kind of colors, what kind of, take a look, see about how much sun you get where you want to plant. And you can get some advice on how to maybe container plant your vegetable garden or different ways to grow vegetables, especially if you're in a townhome or you don't have a garden area. So there's all kinds of things to learn and to buy.
Well, and that's what makes this plant sale, because I know you're dealing with vegetables, you're dealing with herbs, you're dealing with flowers, mm-hmm. and you can come and you can fill your car up and be ready for the summer.
Yes, or you can make multiple trips. You
yes.
can, hey, let me buy a bunch today and go plant it and then come back another day, because we're there for 2 weeks. And then we should be selling at the Y off of Butler. So we should be selling at the Y's. So you could pick up it throughout May, I'm thinking, as long as we have plant supplies.
Yeah. For the plant sale, again, it's April 20th through May 5th, 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, and then noon to 4 on Sunday. But like you say, go early and often and get what, you know, fill in things. But, taking a picture is a great idea.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I think. It always helps me when people give me a picture. I know their color scheme. I know what heights they need. It helps me learn a lot, and it kind of gives me a look in on their personality, too. So it helps me give advice.
Yeah, no, and you're able to at least look and say, have you thought about maybe that would look good there,
or
that can look good there? And if you, without a picture, you really don't know that.
Mm-mm. You're just giving blind advice then. So you have a lot of chances to get a lot of knowledge, get some nice plants, and make your house and maybe your kitchen look a little better, and have better food for the summer.
And like you say, do a container garden.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Even with 5-gallon buckets, you don't even have to go buy it. Just make sure you put some holes in the bottom for drainage. But my first hanging bag for veggies was a 2.5-gallon bucket, and I grew tomatoes out of it. And they were cherry tomatoes. So it just, on a shepherd's hook, and it just did wonderful. And we had cherry tomatoes. You didn't have to worry about them on the ground or anything. We had cherry tomatoes all year long. So,
interesting.
All summer long.
Right, yeah. Now, the garden party on the 19th, on Thursday the 19th, that last year I think was the first time for the garden party, and that's an event you need to get tickets for.
Yes, you do. Tickets are $35. And for heavy hors d'oeuvres and drinks and a good time.
And you can get tickets. I know if you go to Rappahannock Adult Activities, there's a Facebook page.
Yes.
That has all the information. Go there and it'll tell you how to get tickets. As I remember, last year towards the end, I think it sold out or was pretty close to selling out.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there now, so.
And it's a good way for the garden party to get a quick peek at what's available and get your first shot at it.
Yeah, first shot to buy plants and to have an evening out on the patio with some interesting people.
This is you being one of them.
Yes,
so
yes, I'll be
interesting
there every day.
I'm sure it's going to be interesting for you with the first time around, just to see, and you'll be able to make judgments on, you know, what will
interesting and scary.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But just to see what sells, what doesn't, and how things hold up and all that kind of thing. And I know you're hoping for good weather and not any days like last Saturday.
I'd love it if we could move all the plants out and they can stay there for those 2 weeks and we don't have to continually moving in and out the greenhouse.
Yeah.
So, but you never know what spring's going to bring. And Virginia, wait 3 days, the weather's going to change.
Yeah.
It's just how Virginia is. So I've lived here all my life. It's just such a variety.
Well, the geraniums are so popular, and I guess that's why you have so many of them. Because everybody that they're an easy plant. They're a colorful plant.
Yeah,
they're an easy plant to take care of.
Yes. And that's why we do have so many. Another drought tolerant plant is lantana. That's a great drought tolerant plant.
I don't think I've ever. What's that look like?
It's really pretty. And it comes with many different colors, but it's like a little thing of yellow little flowers that just spreads. Some that go upright.
Okay.
So yeah, they're just wonderful. They're one of my favorite plants for out in my full sun because you don't have to baby them.
Okay.
So and then there's begonias and there's everything. We have a little bit of everything out there.
Well, and all of this, I mean, is many years as you've been involved in whether it's a nursery or just with your life with plants. This kind of puts it all together, and especially in one big time here for the spring plant sale.
Yes, I never had like one sale that I had to be ready for. So, you know, you're just ready at the nursery and everything. You're just ready for the season.
Right.
So I've always just been ready for a season. I haven't been ready for a plant sale. So, yes, this is my first year. I'll be learning. I'll be figuring out what I did wrong, if my time schedule needs to be adjusted, what I need to plant earlier because I feel that there's some things. And did I plant some things too deep? Do I have to worry about that? There's a whole bunch of different things because in the nursery, I did more grafting and propagation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a kind of new world for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like a big deal, but seeding it's kind of an art. And you watch the master gardeners do it. I've learned so much from them. And they just come in and they just automatically do it. They just automatically know what to do. And they've given me little tricks like we use chopsticks to help plant.
Huh.
And I would have never thought it. And then they also help you transplant. You can just wiggle it out and get the root and all.
Yeah.
I never thought about doing chopsticks like that. So they just have all kinds of little hints to make your life easier that you really didn't think about. Because I didn't have to think about it before.
Well,
they do it on a mass. They come and they plant.
Well, and the timing to get everything as close as you can to, mm-hmm. to April 20th because
and not have them overgrown and leggy and having enough room for everything. Yeah, it's kind of a science, and I'll be learning what I did wrong this year, what I did right, what I can improve, and how to make it better.
It is a Rappahannock Adult Activities, the Spring Plant Sale. It begins on April the 20th. It goes through May the 5th. And it's herbs and vegetables and flowers. The first few days, I know, going over there, it's great to come over there just because it's so colorful.
Yeah, I've tried to plant it by picking back blooms and everything. So we're at full bloom, so I'm hoping everything's working out. It seems to be. All the geraniums, I have two or three buds on, so and some are blooming, so yep, it's going to be colors galore.
As far as dealing with the weather that you've had this year, this being just your first go around, mm-hmm. Is it like being a magician to pull this off?
Well, I don't know, time will tell. But I have a lot of good help. I've gotten a lot of good advice, and hopefully all the magics will come together and it'll work out fine. So
the garden party is the 19th, and as we said, you get tickets for that, and you can find out ticket information if you go to Rappahannock Adult Activities. There's a Facebook page that has all kinds of information on the plant sale and also getting tickets for the garden party that is on the 19th. The 20th, April 20th, is when the spring plant sale begins. And judging from past years, especially that first weekend when a lot of things sell out, if there are certain things you know you want, make sure you get there. I mean, you can be sure to get it if you go to the garden party, but if not, make it on the 20th.
Well, because, yeah, there are some things we have limited supply on, and I know what I'm buying. So, and I'm going to the garden party.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I know what I'm getting. And it's some of the things we don't have a lot of. I've already got my plant list started and what I'm going to grow outside. And then I've been planting gardens for the guys for outside at like Caroline and Kings Highway.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get that together too. So I have I'm juggling a lot of different things. So let me see what good things I can get to stash for my projects also.
Trish Green is here. She's with Rappahannock Adult Activities, the spring plant sale, April 20th through May 5th, the garden party on the 19th. We will wrap this up when we come back on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Trish Green here this morning, the horticulturalist with Rappahannock Adult Activities. We are talking about the spring plant sale, April 20th through May 5th. Again, to go back of what we started the show with, Trish, just you talking about your son and with just your background and in working with Goodwill with people with disabilities. As we talk about the plant sale and the money that goes to the plant sale, helps fund the activities for Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Yes, it did. I don't know if people are familiar with the Medicaid waiver redesign. It happened in the last, it's kind of messed things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And the funding's not there as it used to be. And we have more adult community engagement we need. And the things that, even the horticulture program at the building isn't a funded thing by Medicaid. It has to be done off-site. So, yes, it helps the people with the disabilities. It helps fund the adult activities. And it makes a difference in people's lives. It really does.
But so, yeah, no, I know.
And by helping your yard look good, too.
Right, right. This is, so as we've talked about the plants, and it is great for, and you are helping your yard, and if you're buying vegetables, you'll enjoy them all summer. But you are helping Rappahannock Adult Activities, and as you've described, what they do in the community, and just the programs for the people involved, it's a huge thing for not only the people and for the families.
Families too, yeah, because they have so many resources that you can reach out and get through RACSB. Mm-hmm. And if you need, you have a disabled person, a family member that lives with you and you need time away, there's a place for you to go. There is just so many things that you can help with and so many ways to help us.
Yeah, no, over the years when Kathy Valentine and others have come in here and told their personal stories, it gives the families not only a break, but it gives them hope, and it gives the people in the program and some of whom are working with you, it gives them skills and they just love what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, learning new things, meeting new people, and then maybe even eating what they've planted and trying different things and making things like bird feeders and hanging them outside the lunchroom and watching the birds come and just learning about a plant and how it started and watching it grow.
The plant sale takes place at 750 Kings Highway, and that is if you go over the it's about 5 minutes or so from the Chatham Bridge. Mm-hmm. You're going east on Route 3 towards King George, and you'll see over on the right hand side there is where the greenhouses. I mean, it's quite an operation with the number of greenhouses you've got there.
Well, we have three greenhouses all together. So, and two hoop houses and one big greenhouse. But yes, and it's kind of tucked back. So if you don't notice it coming around the field is where we're going to have parking and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll have signs out. It's all mowed now, so you can start seeing the greenhouses right when you see the field. So we're ready for you to come. Hopefully the weather will be ready for us, and we'll be able to supply you with some good information and some good plants.
Yep. Now you'll see. You'll learn a little bit more about Rappahannock Adult Activities. Well, you seem, Trish. You seem ready. You seem. I mean, at least on the outside, you seem ready.
Yeah. I hope I am. I hope I am. I'm always a procrastinator. I wait till I'm having a positive attitude. I'm thinking everything's gonna get done. I'm hoping everything's gonna look pretty. I'm planning it out. So if all the things align, I'm going to have a great sale. And that's what I'm hoping for, a great sale and a good time.
And I can't wait to just through the year to just stay in touch with you. You've got some great ideas of other things you want to do besides this. It's going to be a fun year with you around.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I like to enjoy life. I love plants. After the spring plant sale, we have the mum sale. And then I don't know about the poinsettia sale. So, you know, that's another favorite one. And people were disappointed we didn't have it last year. So, and then the guys love to deliver them and things like that. So, I don't know. I have a good year to start and see what changes I can make, what I'm going to stay with, and how I can improve my little part of the community.
It's the spring plant sales, April 20th, May through May the 5th at Rappahannock Adult Activity, 750 Kings Highway, 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, noon to 4 on Sunday. The garden party is on the 19th. That is a ticketed event. And if you want to go to that, you ought to get tickets soon because it either sold out or was close to selling out last year. And you can find out all the kind of information on the garden party at Rappahannock Adult Activities on their Facebook page. Trish, great to meet you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to doing more and seeing how the plant sale goes. And you're off and running.
Yep, here I go. Let's see. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I'm going to keep positive vibes, and we're going.
Trish Green, the horticulturist with Rappahannock Adult Activities. Trish, thank you for coming in. This was very fun. Thanks.
Yeah, it was.
Spring plant sale, April 20th through May 5th. Garden party on the 19th at Rappahannock Adult Activities, 750 Kings Highway. 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday, noon to 4 on Sunday. That is it.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.